Today is Monday, January 27th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Well, I had a, it wasn't a very exciting weekend. I don't know about the rest of you guys. I had a lot of work to do because it's the end of the quarter. So on Saturday, I made breakfast because I'm trying to figure out how to save calories. And I did decide to go back on Weight Watchers. For a whole week, I was like, oh, I'm going to count calories. And I realized Weight Watchers worked so well that I'm just going to go back on it. The thing is, though, I've got to figure out how not to, because what happened is I went on the Alaskan vacation. I lost like 25 pounds up until we went to Alaska. And then I just fell off the wagon because we went on a cruise so we could eat what, you know how the food is on a cruise. And even though you could eat healthy, are you really going to eat healthy on a cruise? And then we went to Tim in Alaska's house, and he's a fantastic cook. And, we had to eat his food as well. I mean, have to is the wrong choice of words. We wanted to eat his food as well because he's a really good, cook. And then we came back and I was like, okay, I gotta get back on this Weight Watchers. But I was never really able to fully get back on it. And then by the time Pride 48 came around and, I ate whatever I wanted at Pride 48. And then when we got back, it was just like, okay, it's, I don't have any events where I need to look skinny and we're going into the holidays and I didn't want to weigh myself. I think the downfall was I was like, I'm afraid to weigh. I don't want to know how much I gained. And I would say that every week, and then I would just eat whatever I wanted to all week long because I had not weighed, and so there was nothing saying, oh my God, you've gained so much weight. And then my clothes started not fitting again, and so I realized, oh my gosh, I really have gained. I was kind of tricking myself into, oh, you haven't gained that much, because I had not weighed. But then when you're jeans, you have to go a size up on your, I have multiple sizes of jeans in my closet because I go from anywhere from a 30 to like a 34 or a 36. And so when I get up to that 34, 36 range, I know I weigh too much. So that started happening. Anyway, so I am going back on the Weight Watchers. I'm on day two of the Weight Watchers. I didn't really count Saturday because we had dinner with my mom, and so I was like, okay, I'm going to start the week on Sunday. But I did my weigh-in, and it was horrible, and because the low-calorie thing, I kind of fell off the wagon last week, so I didn't lose anything. And we'll see how it goes. I'm doing Weight Watchers. I went back to my homemade chicken salad for lunch with crushed pineapple, just a little bit of mayonnaise and garlic and salt and pepper and boiled egg, all, mixed up. Oh, a little bit of mustard as well, all mixed up. And it made enough for probably like 10 sandwiches. So I just had one sandwich on that Sara Lee 45 calorie bread, because that only counts as 1 point per slice. So I did pretty good for lunch. And then we'll see how dinner goes. We are having spaghetti for dinner, but I have enough points left for the day to do that. So, and I use ground turkey, so it should be fine. But anyway, so then we went over to my mom's house. I worked all afternoon. We just sat around. We watched a new game show called The Circle on Netflix. And actually, I really liked it. And I will say this, Fatty, I don't know if you have Netflix, but if you like Big Brother, and I know Big Fatty likes Big Brother, The Circle is actually a really interesting concept for a game show. So all of these contestants, and as with every game show or just about every show out there, the original version, I believe, started in the UK. That could be wrong. It could have been Germany and then gone to the UK. But the one that I know of was in the UK. I saw it on Twitter. Someone said, oh, I finished the Netflix version of The Circle and now I'm watching the UK version. And so anyway, we watched that. We binged that all weekend. So while I was working all afternoon, we watched The Circle. And it's all of the contestants are in a different apartment. They're all in the same building, but they're all in a different apartment. And they don't see each other. Like, they never see each other. And they have this television screen, all screens all over their apartment. And they build like a social media profile. And they can fake it. They can do what's called catfishing, where you pretend to be someone that you're not online. Anyway, and so they rank each other every day based on their profiles and chats that they have with each other, but they never see each other. And they have different games that they play and stuff like that, but they're all, air quotes, online. So they're all in this this app that they all see on their various television screens. And there are, you know, different ways they can get to know each other and stuff like that. But again, never seeing each other in person and never even seeing a video. They just see, you know, photos and possibly videos, but they were all like prior, nothing of them in their apartment. And they have to rank each other in every episode, and the top ranking players get to block someone, is what it's called, and that's how someone gets voted out. And on the Netflix version, I found the host to be really funny, and I really liked her. She mostly was just voiceovers. She wasn't really involved. You see her at the very beginning at the first episode, and you see her on the last episode. But all the other episodes, she's just talking. You just hear voiceover. But she's really funny. And anyway, so we really enjoyed it. Well, I really enjoyed it. I didn't ask Mark, but we both like a reality show. We both like a game show. So we really enjoyed it. So now, there's another show that I've really been wanting to watch more of called, you know what? I can't remember what it's called. It's Naked Attraction. It's the show from the UK where there's a woman or a man looking for someone to go out on a date with or to be in a relationship with. And they have contestants that are all inside these boxes and they're naked. And they raise the box up and they show full frontal, full back, full everything. And they're actually like going, like, let's say it was a man. She'd say, okay, lift the first half. And they slowly raise the box up and right to like their belly button. And you can see their dick down to their feet. And then they'll walk up to each one and say, oh, what do you think about him? Is he too big? Is he too small? Do you like uncut? I mean, they go into graphic detail. And anyway, it's really interesting and kind of titillating all at the same time. I even watched the ones with women because, you know, I don't want to shortchange the women. But we had watched some of that on YouTube because there are some on YouTube. And I thought, but every season is not on YouTube. And so I found a way to, and I know there are a lot of people who already know how to do this, but I had never taken the time to really get it all set up, but I went ahead and found a really good VPN service called ExpressVPN. And so and you can put it on your phone and you literally can open the VPN app, click a button and it turns the VPN on and all the internet traffic looks like it's going through the UK. I mean, you can do the UK, you can do Germany, you can do the US. There are many reasons why you might use a VPN. That's just one of them. But so I did that, and I've done that before when I was doing BitTorrent to download some stuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but it's a little bit of a hassle, but ExpressVPN is pretty easy. It sounds like I'm doing a commercial for them, but once you sign up for an account, and you do have to pay for it, but once you sign up for an account and you pay, you can use it on multiple devices. You can even add it to your router so that all of your internet in your entire house is going through a VPN. But so anyway, I'm going to watch more Naked Attraction. It was weird. I had to find the app for that channel, which is called Channel 4 in England. Their streaming app, you also can't download that in Google Play Store if Google Play Store thinks you're in the US or thinks you're a US customer. So I had to find the APK of that app online, download it and sideload it onto my phone. But I did that. And now I'm able to watch stuff on my phone. Now my next step is to figure out how to get everything working so I can we can watch it on the big TV. So we'll see how that goes. But we're going to watch The Circle UK as well, because all of that to say we're going to watch The Circle UK. Then we went over to my parents, and my stepdad is in Africa, but my aunt is over, and she really likes to play games. So Mark and I and my mom and my aunt played Ticket to Ride, and Mark won. Ugh. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. All right, I forgot one thing. Oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot it. So I'm going to put it here, even though the music is over. I want to make an announcement that Fatty has already announced, but I met with the suits last night. We have a contract, and I want to announce two different sets of dates. The website will be updated this week, and we will be sending out, we will also be sending out a newsletter, and all of, you know, Pod is My Co-Pilot will be announcing it, and Fatty will be announcing it, but we have two different sets of dates that I'd like to announce. We have the dates for the June event, and the June event is going to be Friday, June 26th through Sunday, June 28th. So everyone should mark your calendars. And even if you've pod faded, like I say, every year we want you to participate. Come out of retirement. I know Big Gay Sex Show is now out of retirement. They're doing the daddy years or something. Anyway, we want anyone who's in retirement, come out of retirement and stream your show live on pride48.com June 26th through the 28th. And then the New Orleans event is happening this year, and we do have a signed contract. I was supposed to pay the deposit today, but I'm paying it tomorrow. And the dates for that are August 28th through the 30th. Again, that's August 28th through the 30th. And again, we will have rates or special hotel rates starting at the 26th, which is the Wednesday of that week, and going through the Tuesday, which is the 1st. So we'll be giving you guys more information in the newsletter, but I wanted to go ahead and announce it, especially since Fatty already did last week. If you have any questions, you can email adam@pride48.com. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.